Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Officer Frankie Tapia, and we're going to be talking back-to-school safety. So, Officer Tapia, thank you for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
So, let's just kind of dive into it. So, your role as a school resource officer, what does that kind of entail for people who might not be familiar with the position?
Well, currently I'm at Mont Harmon Middle School, and I also have Creekview Elementary. But all the SROs in the district work together. So there's an SRO at Carbon High School and a Helper Middle School, but we all have our respected schools. But our job is to stay in the schools and handle any problems that arise and to make sure that the security is good for the schools.
And then with back to school, right, or it's here. All the students are going back to school right now. A lot of excitement in the air about that, but something I feel we probably should be talking about a little is back-to-school safety because, you know, like every activity, there are some associated risks that might come with it. So let's just kind of first talk about some back-to-school safety tips for the students.
For the students, it's pretty basic as far as going to crosswalks. Make sure that you stop at the crosswalks. Look both ways. Don't cross the road behind vehicles. If you're riding your bike to school, always ride in the same direction of traffic. Wear your helmet. And then also just be wary of all the vehicles on the road because, you know, the kids are excited and they're trying to get to school and they want to get there as quick as they can, but they're not paying attention to vehicles. So I advise them to watch out for the other people around them.
Yeah, and you don't really expect traffic in Price to be heavy until you actually experience that early morning traffic and that after school traffic because everyone's in a rush to try and get home or try and get to school. So I agree with you there. It's very important to keep an eye out for those vehicles. Now, let's kind of talk about members of the community. What can they do and what safety tips would you have for them to help keep our students safe?
I would have them slow down because I know it's easy in the summer. You drive by a school and you're not thinking much about it. But now there's tons of kids out walking and exiting or going to activities outside the school. So I advise them to slow down, pay attention, take that extra minute to get to work so they're not in a hurry. And watch out for those kiddos because, you know, they are kiddos and they don't always make the best decisions running across the road. So we've got to be ready as far as drivers go and watch out for that.
Yeah, and that's a big part of keeping our students safe is that awareness of them in these high traffic situations. Because like you said, as a kid, sometimes you're not necessarily thinking fully through what you're doing. You just see the other side of the road and you want to get to it because that means you're closer to school. So it's kind of on us as drivers to maintain that awareness where they might not have it.
Absolutely. And also there's the school buses, you know. the law was updated this year that if any drivers do not obey the school bus stop sign and they proceed to drive through it, yeah, it's a severe penalty now to do so. So that's another reason for you to stop for those school buses.
Yeah, I really like that law. When I was reading about it the other day, I think that's going to be something very beneficial for our students. Now, Officer Tapia, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I just hope the kids have a great school year, and I'm really excited to be a part of it this year. And just support all of our kids and their activities throughout the school year, whether it's Carbon High, the middle schoolers, or the elementaries.
Well, thank you again, Officer Tapia, for coming on. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Officer Frankie Tapia, and we were talking about some back-to-school safety tips for the students and for the community. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.